Coming up tonight on another episode of the Big Footy Off-Season Extra, I talk to Thomas Urban, who is the president, and Alban Sheba, who is the communications director of the committee, the National Committee for Australian Football in France. We talk about the recent Euro Cup in Bordeaux. We talk about development, how the teams are going, and all that and more coming right up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Footy Podcast Off-Season Extra, and I today am talking to the guys from the National Committee for Football in France, and well, for Australian Football in France, and I'm with Thomas Urban, the president of the CNFA, and Alban Sheba, or Sheba, is it?
Sheba, the
communications manager for the CNFA. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Guys, as you're aware, as I mentioned to you before that we started, I'm doing a series of interviews basically to ascertain how Australian football is going in each country as we get to them. So perhaps a little bit of background. When did football start? When did Australian football really take off in France?
The first club was created in 2005 with Strasbourg. So for between 2005 and 2008, there were only one club in France, and they were playing with some German clubs. And then in 2008, you've got Paris, Bordeaux, and Montpellier who got created, allowing France like to have the first national cup at the end of 2008, and the first championship in 2009 with those four clubs. You also have the Anzac Club. The Anzac Cup, who got created in 2009, with expats, who got recreated, in 2009, with some Austrian expats playing against France. Austrian expats, which are coming from all over Europe. When I say recreated, it's because the first game of Austrian football was played in 1916. I think that's right, Thomas?
Yeah, the Australians play Aussie rules during the First World War in 1916 near Villers-Brotonneux in Dallasau.
And then like on developments, we also have like today with like we are the fifth championship, and we have seven running clubs in the competition. And nine clubs all over France. We play nine aside, and we have also South Cup, which join like all the clubs from the southern part of France, where we have like about six of the nine clubs are playing in the southern part. Yes, that's about it.
Okay. So how did, well, Thomas, perhaps, how did you get involved in Australian football?
I'm a sports manager. I was studying at the university in Toulouse and in the southwest of France, where we have the passion for rugby union, and although I have the passion of Australia, the culture, so I would like to try this game, and so I found the club Toulouse, and then I will be I was the president of the club. And then president of the community and the committee, but just the passion of the game and Australian culture.
Excellent. And what about you, Alban? How did you get involved?
It's a funny story. I did an exchange student in Australia, actually in Montgomery, in 2006, and. When I arrived there, I wanted to play rugby union, because I was like playing rugby in France and everything. And as straight as I got there, I was like, where can I find a rugby club? Where can I join? And because I knew my only way to integrate the Australian culture would be through sports, because I wasn't speaking a word of English at the time. And the guys looked at me and were asking me, what's rugby? I'm like, okay, you're Australian, you don't know rugby. For me, it was like a shock, the first shock of my Australian year. And they told me, like, we don't play rugby. Rugby is only, like, in Queensland or New South Wales. So I was like, okay, what kind of sport are you doing? And they told me to come, like, with them, like, at night time to have an Australian football try. And I just started, like, without speaking a word of English, I was always throwing the ball. I was just like tackling everybody under the knees and just like all the wrong things, like you run at rugby.
Yeah.
And but they let me play on the weekend a friendly game against like West Gambia, because I was playing for Notts. And it was just funny because the boys from the West Gambia club did not have enough players, so I actually played the first game with them against my team, and giving free kicks to my team all the time due to throw and kicks.
Yeah.
But then, like, after a full year in Montgomery, I got picked, like, three times on the best players of the club on some games at the end of the year. And when I came back to France, I started to play rugby again, and I could never find the strengths and abilities that you have in Australian football in rugby again, because what I like about Australian football is that you use all the aspect of your athletics strength. I don't know how to explain, but it's really full game. And well, when I came back to France, in rugby I was a bit bored and could not like really enjoy myself. And when a guy created a club in Bordeaux 2 years after I came back, I just like joined straight away, got involved in the club, and just kept like trying to help the game grow in France or in Europe.
Cool. That's a long way from Mount Gambier to France.
Yes.
So how long have you been involved altogether?
Thomas, first.
So nice. That's 2008.
That's a good 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, December, yeah, 5 years, yeah.
What about you, Alban?
For me, it's about the same. Like, I got involved in France for 4 years, like 2008 to 2013, but I spent 1 year in Finland with the Finland AFL.
No worries. Who do you support in the AFL then? Do you support anyone in the AFL, or you just...
I'm a West Coast supporter.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I'm a Cross supporter.
Ooh. Fair enough. I'm a Carlton man myself, but, you know, that's how my family are all West Coast supporters, and I live in Adelaide, so it's... I can't win, really. Getting back to your league, so you've got 9 teams, you said?
Yep.
And they're all, what kind of games, is it all 18-a-side, or is this all Metro, or is it a mix of both?
It's 9-a-side, but it's not like the 9 you have in Australia. It's nine aside, but with Australian 18 aside rules.
Okay, so you play on a full you play on a full size oval, or you play on a rectangle, or
because in France we don't have cricket pitch.
Yeah,
we are using rugby pitch, and we are just rounding the side and putting the four posts. And basically, we have an oval, but it's 100 meters long to 75 meter large, which give like a smaller Australian football ground.
Okay. So the league's nine teams playing nine aside on a rugby union field or soccer field, I suppose, if it's available.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many players would you have in the league at the moment?
We are about 200.
Yeah.
200 players. We have three women team.
Is that on top of 50 girls? Sorry, is the three women's teams, are they on top of the nine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the nine clubs and you have the three girls team as well.
Nice.
Okay.
Did I read somewhere that there are development teams as well, or is that something else?
No. We used to have like two championships last year. We used to have like the Super League with like the club that were already established,
yeah.
And we with a strong team and a better structure. But we also had then a development league with all the clubs that were trying to get involved in footy in France. But now, like, we have decided this year to go back to only one championship,
yep.
Because the development league were losing interest of the players. And the Super League was also like a bit of creating too much rivalry between like some clubs, and some other clubs were just like losing interest after the first half of the championship because they knew they wouldn't go to the finals or anything.
Yeah.
So we just came back to just like one full format with semi-final, final and everything.
Okay. You had a fairly major event recently in Bordeaux, is that right?
Yep.
Am I right in thinking that was the EU Cup, or...?
It's not the EU Cup. The EU Cup was the name of the cup before the AFL Europe was created, and since the AFL Europe is in charge of Europe, it's called the Axios Euro Cup.
Okay, and so how did that go? Was that a fairly big event for you? How did that go?
Yeah, I think it was the biggest event that France had to host in terms of Australian football. We managed to get the city of Saint-Médard near Bordeaux involved in the process of creating the event. And they actually were a really big help to us. They gave us like free pitch, free facilities, so much stuff for free to organize that event. And we managed to have, like, on the day, 12 different countries and two girls team as well. So 12 teams in men and two in girls. And we played groups game in the morning and final in the afternoon, managing to have, like, about, like, 2,000 people in the grandstand for the grand final.
That's not bad.
And on those 2,000, you had 1,500 people who are not related to footy.
That's very good, yes. How did France do at this event?
Thomas?
Yeah, I can't answer because I'm the head coach. I'm president, head coach, umpire, everything. You get involved in everything in France. I think we did well. We finished second. We played the grand final against England for the first time in our history. We were really happy because we were not the favorite because we were in the group of Ireland, who was the European champion, Euro Cup winners, World International Cup winners. So yeah, we beat them by 1 point, maybe at the last second or something like that. So yeah, we were really happy with it. To play against Italy in the semi-final was a great experience, and then play England on our field for the grand final in front of 2,000 people was a great experience and an amazing day.
Okay. You guys have been to the International Australian Football Cup before?
Yep.
How did you do there?
We played against Papua New Guinea.
Ooh.
And against Tonga in the seeding round.
Yeah.
Which gave us like 2 lose. And they were bet on us for the first game. Was Papua New Guinea able to score 1 goal per minute for the full game? And because nobody knew that France would have footy, nobody saw that France knew how to play footy. And we were playing against the past winner. So nobody was giving us a chance to do well. And people were quite surprised because we actually we were a bit more tough than they expected. And we tackled, we knew how to play, and we never gave up against Papua New Guinea or against Tonga, which was for them surprising because they thought like we were just like going to play 5 minutes and after just like kind of give up or be a bit like surprised by the level of competition. So we played the second division, and in the second division we had the chance to play like teams that were more relevant to our level. And so we played against India, Timor-Leste, and Peace Team, which is like Israel and Palestine together. And we managed to get to the final of second division, and once again we lost in the final against Fiji.
Okay. I'm just looking at your record. You've won 3, you've lost 3 at the International Cup. That's not too bad. So... the other thing I needed to ask was, how many expatriate Australians have you got in the league at the moment? Or what percentage?
Not that much. We probably have 10 or 12 Australian involved in the league. What is surprise is in France, clubs were founded by French. And one or two Australian by club, and it's surprising they don't come. But there is not many Australians in French. I think they prefer to go in England because of the language. Not that much.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to add something on that, like most of the Australian players are playing for Paris, which gives like every year Paris a really strong team. And for 3 years in a row, it's like Australian free. Like the clubs who won the league did not have any Australian in their team. So it was like something new, because before Paris used to win everything all the time. And now we can see that some French player get their level up and can win the Australian from Paris, which was like surprising in the first place. And but it's also because most of the Australians, when they come to France, they stay 1 year. So Paris every year has to restart the whole team process.
Okay. What's your relationship like with AFL Europe?
Thomas?
What, how do you get along with AFL Europe?
Our relationship with is quite simple. AFL Europe is the European Association where every country, I think there is 21 countries members of the AFL Europe, and they help us growing the game and developing our relationship with sponsors, with authorities, local and international. They help us in because in Europe and especially in France, Australian football are not known. It's not a culture. We don't see it on TV, so people don't know what is Australian football. And, so we have to educate the authorities and the politicians, etc. And AFL Europe help us in that way. And,
okay.
Yeah. I think,
so how do you get along with like AFL Germany or AFL UK or anything like that? Like, do you play games against those leagues or?
We play some international death match. We play against Germany in last June. We had a game. Against England a few years ago, but that's it. Some clubs close to the borders, like Strasbourg, play some games against Stuttgart in Germany, or Milano play in the South Cup. Was invited for the South Cup in Marseille last year, but we have some relationship with the countries, but not that much, because it's like for a little club in Australia in Melbourne, don't have many contacts with a small club in New South Wales, and it's quite the same here in Europe. It's a huge Continent 2.
Okay. Just getting back to the Axios Cup. How many games were there?
Wait a sec. I was the result sheet. So there were about 26 games on the day.
Yep.
And in the morning, the groups were played on a basis of 2 times 15 minutes. 2 halves of 20 minutes. 15 minutes, sorry. And the finals were like 2 quarters of 20 minutes.
Okay. And obviously no Australians involved in national sides or anything like that, like usual.
Yeah. It's the third year that no Australians are allowed to play in the Euro Cup, and AFL Europe is actually thinking of creating the first Champions League for like clubs to run a competition like that, but at a different time of the year.
Yep.
To maybe integrate some Australians as well and let Australian players at the European level as well.
Okay. How many games a year would the average club play? Like, is there an actual league, or is it just like games are played whenever they can be organised?
No.
In France?
Yeah.
Huh?
In the French league.
In the French league, clubs play 6 games a year. We play during the autumn. three games, and after winter we play three games again, and then we have the semi-final and the final.
Okay.
We make a pause during the winter because it's really too cold and we don't like to play under the snow.
Yeah, no, I've played in snow before. It's not pleasant.
No.
I wouldn't do it again, that's for sure.
No.
Just
one thing. On the top of the league, you also have like a small like cup on days. We have the French Cup and the South Cup, which give like players a chance to play on a full day, many games against many teams, and that helps them like to get involved as well as a championship. And you also have like friendly games before the competition starts between like some clubs. For instance, Paris and Cergy, they are like really close from each other, so they can have a game between two games or championship or before the season or after. So it's good also like to integrate those friendly games. So I would say like all the players have a chance to play like about like 10 full days of footy in the year, which is not a lot, but it's better than just the sixth round of the championship.
Anything is good, really. Any game you can play is a good game. What else did I need to ask? The Australian Football Cup next year, are you guys planning to go to that?
Yes.
The International Cup. So you guys will be in Melbourne?
We hope. We hope to have a team. The big problem is each player had to pay 3,000 euros to come. So it's about $4,000. Australian dollars. So, yeah, it's a lot because many of them are students or young workers. They don't have many money. actually, we have maybe 20 or 25 players ready to go. We'll manage to have 30 players. And yeah, we will stay in St. Kilda because we have connection with the city, and it's just in the city.
Oh, hopefully you can come down. Hopefully you guys can put it all together and get a team down there. And hopefully you do well.
We will try. We will do our best.
That's good to hear. Look, if I say I was in France and I wanted to become involved in playing football or being a part of the game in France, how do you get involved?
Yeah, okay. So it's pretty easy. You have a website where is like all the information of the different clubs, and you can get in touch with like local clubs. You can also get in touch with like the either me or either the development manager. There's a guy in charge of development who is like helping new clubs to get created. For instance, this year we have like three projects of new clubs, one in Metz, one in Toulon, and one in Pau, which are like three clubs we hope to create before the end of this year. And we give them a set of we give them like some helps either to find balls, to find jumpers, to get in touch with the federation, because we have a link with a multi-sport federation called Léo Lagrange, and they are really helpful to us. They help us to get grants from the government. They also help us to be more structured, and they give us some kind of security on the background of the sport. So yeah, if you want to get involved in footy in France, you either like contact me, like communication at footballaustralian.fr, or you can get in touch with any local clubs around France, and you can find all the details either on Facebook or on their websites. Yeah, that's about it.
Look, I think it's a great thing that you guys are pretty much like a bunch of French guys that are playing the game over there with almost no Australians like at all. I was talking to the Croatian guys last Friday, and they're the same. Like they started off with a couple of Australians, and now there's none in Croatia.
Yep.
I think it's a great thing for the sport if you guys are more or less picking up the ball and running with it, as it were.
Yeah.
So you be congratulated on that. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. Just one thing, if you want, you also have like the FR Europe website where you have like informations about like all the leagues. So if people get involved like in footy, and if there is like French people in other countries who want to play Australian football or Australians, there are like all the contact details of all the clubs in Europe on that website.
On the AFL Europe website?
Yeah.
Yeah,
join a club and like everything. I think that's a really good way also like to get involved.
Yeah.
Sorry, like pretty linked, but just had to say it.
No, I was going to do that anyway. But yes. Okay. Well, I haven't got any other questions, guys. Off the top of my head. So, I guess, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
I would like to thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today, and thank like all the people in Australia who created that amazing sport and gave us a chance like to play a sport that we really like in Europe.
Okay. I think it's our pleasure. I am continually astonished at the number of people that are playing the game. And the involvement, like the number of people that aren't Australian that are involved in playing the game in those countries now, it staggers me the number of people that are doing that. So it's our pleasure, really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Alban and Thomas.
Yep.
It has been an absolute pleasure. If you're listening to this, I've been talking to Thomas Urban and Alban Sheba, the president and communications people for the National Committee of Football in France. And thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Have a good day.
It's